here now with what it says in this morning's papers is John S. Doyle.
What the Irish Examiner calls the controversial new concrete levy, announced in the budget on Tuesday, gives that paper its lead story. Ciara Phelan reports that the government will not be backing down on the 10% levy on concrete blocks and other concrete products. This is despite criticism from Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael backbench TDs and others who claim it will push up building costs by thousands of euro. It's on the Irish Times front page too, where a Cork Fianna Fáil TD, Padraig O'Sullivan, is quoted as saying, "This is one of the few regrettable things in the budget, and I think it should be revisited." In an analysis piece in The Examiner, Mick Clifford writes that the concrete levy is narrow and disproportionate. He says there is a suspicion that Pascal Donoghue's announcement is coated in spin rather than genuine intention. The UK's budgetary difficulties are the main story for The Times. Joe Brennan writes that the Bank of England was forced into an emergency move yesterday to commit itself to buying £65 million of the UK government's debt. It's an effort to stop the fallout from Prime Minister Liz Truss's mini-budget of last week, turning into a full-blown economic crisis, he says. The Irish Daily Mirror leads with a report that Gardaí have taken a man in his 50s out of prison to question him about organised crime offences. It's the lead story for the Irish Daily Star as well. In the Irish Independent lead story, Hugh O'Connell reports that Gardaí have seized a laptop from a man who works for a TD during a probe into child abuse material. The lead for the Irish Sun is the guilty plea by a former Sinn Féin councillor and his father when they admitted facilitating the shooting of David Byrne at the Regency Hotel in Dublin in 2016. The former councillor is Jonathan Dowdall, who is described in The Independent by Robin Schiller as a protege of Mary Lou MacDonald before he vacated his council seat and quit Sinn Féin 7 years ago. At the time of his departure, Ms. MacDonald said they accepted his decision with much regret, and she went on to describe him as a very popular and respected member of his community. Yesterday, the Sinn Féin leader said she welcomed Dowdall's admission of guilt for what she said was a heinous and disgusting crime. The Irish Daily Mail leads with a report that a world-first drug for Alzheimer's disease offers hope to millions of patients after it was found to slow cognitive decline by more than a quarter. Sean Wooler writes that scientists have hailed the breakthrough by a Japanese firm and a US firm with the drug lecanemab as an historic moment in Alzheimer's research. In other stories in The Examiner, Mary Morrissey writes about her encounters with Hilary Mantel, one of her literary idols, who died last week. The Irish Farmers Journal has extensive coverage of the budget and what it means for your farm, if you have one. And the Times front page photograph by Brian Mead is of a woman cutting her hair in protest during a vigil held at Trinity College Dublin last night in solidarity with Mahsa Amini, who died in Iranian police custody in Tehran this month.